Sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with our report and news about the Super Bowl Shuffle coming back. Seamus?
Hey, Bob. Yes, will it ever go away? the Super Bowl Shuffle, there's going to be a new documentary on HBO and HBO Max. It's coming out November 25th, so this could be your Thanksgiving family watching. They're digging deep into it. It's a 40-minute doc where they interviewed some of the stars of it that we all know and love, like Mike Singletary and Gary Fensick. Willie Gault will make an appearance on it. Yeah, they're just going to get into sort of the phenomenon, how it all came together, what a sort of potential jinx it was to do this mid-season. And I know Singletary says, he was always the most reasonable of all those 85 Bears. He said, "We're going to look like real idiots if we don't win the Super Bowl." So, for people of a certain age like myself, I could probably sing that thing word for word without even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But it's good. This is good that it's coming out when the Bears are actually having a good season, because sometimes you look back at it and you're like, "Yeah, those were the days." But who knows? Maybe these are the days again.
There will be a lot of interest in it for sure. The mystery is how the track was nominated for Best R&B Performance at the Grammy Awards. I'm not sure how that happened. And maybe they'll get into that in the HBO documentary.
I think they do, and spoiler alert, they lost to Prince that year, which seems fair, right?
Yes, it does. Let's talk about Derrick Rose. He's back in town and on a travel show, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. It's this isn't like Rick Steves. He is on the inaugural episode of Joakim Noah has a new travel show called Nomad. It's streaming. It's part of an NBA production. And as we all know, Joakim Noah was sort of the most interesting man alive with his his superstar father and his model mother, and just an interesting, thoughtful guy. And he got Derrick Rose to tour Chicago with him for the first episode, and really gives us a chance to hear a little bit from D. Rose. And he revealed that he has, in fact, moved back home. He left Memphis this year and has moved back to Chicago, and just says great things about why he did it. First and foremost, he's got three young kids, and he really wanted them to grow up around here and have a sort of a stable place that they don't have to move around a lot. But he also said, I just love Chicago, and he said, "I love the good, the bad, the ugly, the fight, the challenge from being here. It's beauty in everything." So Derrick Rose, he's one of those guys that just, we knew him coming through high school and college and then the Bulls, and he left town sort of sadly when he got hurt, but he's sort of grown into like a good ambassador for Chicago and a really thoughtful guy. So we're excited to have him around, and maybe we can bump into him on Michigan Avenue.
Welcome home, Derrick Rose, and that show we're talking about, the travel show, is called Nomad. Let's talk about Little Village and 26th Street, and it's coming back to life now, isn't it?
It really was. 26th Street, the business corridor down there, one of the busiest in Chicago previously, before the Border Patrol enforcement started. It had really been a ghost town for several months, and the businesses there were really, really struggling. People who are U.S. citizens, as well as undocumented and documented folks, they were all nervous just about being out and being caught in this dragnet. So they've been staying clear, but we went out and sent out reporters there over the weekend, and it was really bustling again. The vendors were back out up and down the street selling their goods. People were going into stores. They said sales haven't quite bounced back. Some of them were down by almost a third from just people lack of foot traffic, but they said they're hoping in a week or so that people will start shopping at those stores, because some of these places operate by pretty thin margins, as most people places do. So, you know, 33%, that's unsustainable. So if you want to check out Little Village and look at it, it sounds like it was really hopping again and the place to be. So check it out.
That's good news. Now, are we hearing that this rollout of digital driver's licenses and ID cards in Illinois is working? You need to have an updated operating system, don't you?
You need an updating operating system. It's just for iPhones at the moment. And I'll tell you, I tried to do it this morning, and it said the state's website is extremely busy. We'll notify you later. So we'll put a positive spin on it and say the Secretary of State's new program is extremely popular, it seems, this morning.
it's kind of a
cool thing for people that like to do everything on their phones. I still carry a wallet, a Costanza-sized wallet with stuff in it, and it just sort of freaks me out to like tap my watch to pay for things. But some people have really gone almost wallet-free, and this is not quite there because, as Steve said during his news report, you still need it. Police don't have to necessarily take it if you get pulled over, but you can use it. You can definitely use it at Midway and O'Hare to check in, and they're going to start building readers for bars and for stores, so you could potentially scan your ID just on your phone or your watch if you need to prove your age at places at, like, say, liquor stores. So I don't know what this means for fake ID people, but for those of us of a certain age, you can definitely prove your ID without having to dig through your purse or your wallet to find your actual driver's license.
Add it to your iPhone's wallet app. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.